This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. President Donald Trump said Monday that a new day is coming in Latin America as he sought to rally support among the largest Venezuelan community in the U.S. for opposition leader Juan Guaido. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president has said opposition leader Juan Guaido is the rightful leader in Venezuela. He called Nicolas Maduro a Cuba puppet. He also had a message for the military supporting Maduro.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
The president says socialism has ravaged Venezuela.
Even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on.
He has been looking to draw a contrast with the policies of progressive Democrats back at home, which he brands as socialist.
America will never be a socialist country.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Protesters are gathering across the country to decry President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund his planned U.S.-Mexico border wall. The President's Day demonstrations assailed the declaration as undemocratic and anti-immigrant. Amanda Gonzalez with Colorado Common Cause says it's gut check time in Washington.
Congress must put the good of the country before the good of the party to check this power grab by President Trump.
The declaration shifts billions of dollars from military construction to the border. The move came after Congress didn't approve as much as the president wanted for the wall. California's attorney general filed a lawsuit on Monday. Xavier Becerra released a statement saying 16 states, including California, allege the Trump administration's action violates the Constitution. President Trump is lashing out at former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. During an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday, McCabe said Rosenstein was having raised the prospect of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said Monday he's ordered police and military to be ruthless with anyone attempting to tamper with the country's postponed presidential elections. The Independent National Electoral Commission announced late Friday elections would be delayed for a week, just hours before polls were set to open for some 84 million registered voters. INEC said the presidential election will be held this Saturday, while governorship and the state assembly elections have been pushed to March 9th. Four Indian soldiers and three suspected militants were among nine people killed Monday in a gun battle as Indian security forces hunted for the organizers of a deadly suicide bombing that killed 40 paramilitary personnel in Indian Kashmir. Militants opened fire on an army contingent as search operations were being conducted in a village close to where the suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a paramilitary convoy last week. The American Jewish Committee said it hopes years of reconciliation work between Poland and Israel will not be undone by a new dispute over the Holocaust. CEO David Harris says it's important for public officials in Israel and Poland to choose their words carefully and not to let disagreements escalate out of control. Poland pulled out of a meeting in Israel on Monday after the acting Israeli foreign minister said Poles collaborated with the Nazis. Hundreds of foreign jihadist fighters held in Syria represent a time bomb and could escape and threaten the West unless countries do more to take them back. That's a warning from the Kurdish-led U.S.-backed authorities holding them. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they're holding some 800 foreign fighters and around 700 of the fighters' wives and 1,500 of their children in camps. Dozens more fighters and family members are arriving each day.
I think our major endeavor now should be not to allow them to come back to Europe.
That's Hungary's foreign minister. France, meanwhile, has said it'll consider taking militants back on a case-by-case basis.
Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. European officials complain that the situation has been made more complicated with President Trump's surprise withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. Businesses and government offices slowly reopened across Haiti on Monday after more than a week of violent demonstrations. Protesters are demanding the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse over skyrocketing prices for basic goods amid allegations of government corruption. Public transportation resumed in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where people began lining up to buy food, water, and gasoline as crews cleared the barricades there. Moïse has refused to step down, though his prime minister said he's agreed to reduce certain government budgets by 30%. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.